And we are back on radio.dominican.edu. This is the Classic Corner. And if you do not know, we have here a very special guest here on the Classic Corner, Casey, who's about to sing us a song. Casey, what song are you going to sing for us?
Let It Be by the Beatles.
Excellent, excellent, excellent tune. All right, Casey, well, I'll just let you do that. This is radio.dominican.edu. Casey's about to do Let It Be, made famous by the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Yeah, that was Let It Be by the Beatles, performed by Casey. Excellent, beautiful, beautiful song. Thank you so much, Casey.
No, thank you.
Go on youtube.com/CaseyCohnMusic to catch all of Casey's covers and original songs. She has over 200 posts and has accumulated over 24,000 video views. I have seen, or I mean, I have heard some of her original music. It is absolutely incredible. Please check it out, local artist. Once again, youtube.com/CaseyCohnMusic. Music. Thank you so much for being here on the air, Casey. Thank you very much, and have a good night. All right, all right. That was the guitar solo of the week. It comes from Led Zeppelin's first album, that is Communication Breakdown. And you're on radio.dominican.edu with DJ King. And now our next segment that I'd like to discuss is the album of the week. The album of the week was released on April 3rd, 1968. It came in at number one in the UK and in the US. The album charted 4 songs out of its 12 song track listing. VH1 named it the 93rd best album of all time, and Rolling Stone magazine ranked it 233 on the 500 greatest albums list. And here it goes. I went to the local record store here in San Rafael, and I gotta tell you, this is my favorite place right now. It's called Red Devil Records. It's in downtown San Rafael, and it is a great little record store. I was looking around the record store, you know, getting some stuff for my record collection that I'm now getting, and I picked up Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel, and I said to myself, well, you know what, I've never... listened to this album before. So I listened to it and I thought it was really, really great. Paul Simon has called it the quintessential Simon and Garfunkel album. The mood is a bit dark, but beautiful lyrics and vocals, as is any Simon and Garfunkel album. And now I'm about to tell you the top 5 songs from that album, starting with number 5.
Time it was, and what a time it was, it was.
Number 5 is the Bookend Themes. There are 2 versions of this song on the album, on Bookends, the first being in the beginning of the album, and the second being right after the album's concept sort of theme. It's a concept album, actually, but the last 4 songs are just... songs that were not used in the film The Graduate and also Mrs. Robinson. The concept album goes and tells the life journey of a child to an old man. And both of the Bookends themes serve as actually bookends for the concept album. It starts, you hear the Bookends theme in the beginning of when the person's a child, and then you hear the Bookends theme again when they're an old man. Number 4.
It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America.
This song focuses on the American dream. It describes Paul Simon's trip to America with Kathy Chitty, his girlfriend at the time. Number 3.
The light and tumble journey from the east side to the park.
I like this song because of the cute lyrics. Zebras are reactionaries, antelopes are missionaries, pigeons plot in secrecy, and hamsters turn on frequently. But it is also just another reject from the Graduate album, Graduate film. But definitely a great and essential Simon and Garfunkel track. Number 2.
So hard to please, but look around. Leaves are brown.
According to songfacts.com, in this song, the singer seems to be lamenting how he was looking for something or someone perfect, but he never found it. And now time is running out on his dreams. Paul Simon wrote this song and uses the seasons as a metaphor for the cycle of life. A great song, great beat. And one of the few Simon and Garfunkel songs to actually have sort of like a rock feel instead of the normal folk influence that almost all the Simon and Garfunkel songs contain. And now, the number one song on Bookends from 1968.
gives to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
DJ Juice is back. Yep. So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
We on fire, sure to get on. If it get too hot, up in the spot, we on fire.
Cuando estoy en un accidente, yo teléfono señor Jafe.
Gracias, María. Hola, yo soy señor Jafe, y soy el abogado para usted. Accidentes, señor Jafe. Mal película, señor Jafe. Mujeres, sí, señor Jafe. Hombres, no, nunca para señor Jafe.
El carro no worko. I'll have the taco, please. And some sparkling water. Oh, and can I get a Dorito?
Pendejo. No te preocupe. Llaman señor Jafe a 800-555-5555.
All right. That was Mrs. Robinson, the number one song on Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel. A funny thing about that song is that Paul Simon originally wrote that song to be called Mrs. Roosevelt. Some of the lyrics support this, such as the lines, "We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you. All you see are sympathetic eyes. Going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it. Shout about it. When you've got to choose, every way you look at it, you lose." That song came in at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, Simon & Garfunkel's second since The Sound of Silence, and won a Grammy for Record of the Year in 1969. But a little history is going on your way on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in, because we are going to talk about the Pink Floyd remastered albums, and I have here a special guest going to give us a little history, as mentioned. So stick around. This is radio.dominican.edu. Thank you very much.
This is Jay Linton, Special K with The Blackout. Join us as we open Pandora's box with the latest in sports, music, and even guest appearances.
So kick back, turn your swag up, and tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, it is 8:30, and now for the news at the bottom of the hour. Engineers have begun attaching ropes to the top of the Washington Monument that they will use to rappel up and down the structure to check for cracks and other damage. The exterior inspection of the monument is expected to last 5 days. The Washington Monument has suffered cracks on its exterior from the 5.8 magnitude earthquake that occurred on August 23rd of this year. For the time being, the monument is closed to the public. The Great Barrier Reef could be extinct by 2050. That is what scientists are warning will happen if nothing is done to halt the impact of human-induced climate change. Rising levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are causing oceans to warm, they argue, bleaching the reef's corals to death. As a part of a 6-year action plan currently underway, it has taken steps to keep the Great Barrier Reef from dying out and to protect it. Among them are partners with management agencies to fill the knowledge gaps, working with tourism industry to ensure their operations are sustainable and helping communities to reduce their emissions. Hopefully that we can keep the beautiful Great Barrier Reef. You know, it is the biggest living thing on the planet, So hopefully we definitely do not want to see that dying out. And back to iPhone news. The iPhone 5 has been confirmed and is going to be released in stores on October 15th. But before, on October 4th, Apple will unveil the phone to the public during the press event. The trial of Dr. Conrad Murray, the physician accused of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson, began today in Los Angeles after a series of delays. Opening statements began earlier this morning with an hour-long address from the deputy district attorney, David Walgreen. Quote, "Michael Jackson literally put his life in the hands of Conrad Murray." Walgreen told jurors that misplaced trust cost Michael Jackson his life. Walgreen later showed results of toxicology tests and images of Jackson's corpse to support the prosecution argument that Murray was responsible for providing the singer with an overdose of the surgical anesthetic Prorafil. And now back to rock news. Roger Waters is making plans to bring his highly successful Wall Tour back to America in 2012. The show will hit venues he missed the first time around, as well as baseball stadiums and also a few big cities. This may be Waters' last big tour, but he stated, "I'm not sure I want to go out and do the greatest hits again," he says, "which just sucks. What I love to do is theater and rock in a rock and roll context. I think if I did any more in the future, it might as well be smaller." Roger, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, but hopefully this will get in your head, please, please, please come to the Bay Area. I would really like to see the Wall live. A new Aerosmith album is also coming this March. He has been said, the main singer, Steve Tyler, has been said that the album will possibly be released in March. And also, Rolling Stone has also reviewed Wilco's new album, The Whole Love. One editor says, musically, it's all over the place, but totally direct in its lyrical sentiments. Yesterday, the album's Neighborhoods by Blink-182 came out, onto The Locust by Machine Head, and as mentioned, The Whole Love by Wilco has also been released. All right, so now we'd like to take a little break. We have here Avery, who's going to give us a little history. This week in the classic era, this is radio.dominican.edu. You're on the Classic Corner with DJ King. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. It's sleeping, it's a baiting. Can't you please tear it out and preserve it right there in that jar?
All right, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Classic Corner with DJ King, and I have here in the studio for the first time on the Classic Corner show, Avery, who's going to tell us a little bit of this week in the classic rock era, actually in the classic era, where the classic rock is. He's going to tell us a little political history. Avery, thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you, DJ King. It's great to be here. I'm a big fan of your program.
Thank you very much.
And looking forward to this segment.
All right. So what are you going to talk about today?
Well, I thought that we'd kick off this segment, This Week in the Classic Era, by starting where the classics begin, 1960. Yes, the year was 1960, and this week, 51 years ago, the first ever televised presidential debate occurred. On September 26, 1960, Vice President Richard M. Nixon of California faced off against Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts. And this is a lesson that really has a big influence on what we see as the relationship between politics and the media. In 1960, television was just starting, and what better event to cover than the presidential election? Yeah. Kennedy and Nixon decided to have the first ever televised presidential debate. And image is everything in politics now because of this. Nixon, under the hot studio lights, had started sweating. In addition, he had a bum knee, so he was limping around, looked really uncomfortable, and looked actually kind of creepy.
Yeah, I actually saw some of the footage of that. That looks very strange to me.
No, definitely. Not one of his finer moments.
No, definitely not.
But a lot of the American people thought the same way at that same time this week in the classic era. Actually, public opinion polling from the debates of the millions of Americans who watched the television broadcast said that they thought Kennedy had won the debate. But if you polled the Americans who'd listened on the radio, they thought that Nixon had won the debate.
Oh, I can see why.
Absolutely. Kennedy came off on the television as a normal-looking guy, if not even handsome, funny, telegenic, and a great personality. And this was an incredibly close election that would be decided by only 100,000 votes out of 40 million. Nixon's poor appearance in the debate has been blamed for his loss in the election of 1960. And the fact is that because image is everything, that's why historians are saying Nixon kind of blew it with this debate appearance. Moral of the story, if you're ever in front of a TV camera, don't sweat.
Yeah, definitely do not sweat, because if you see some of that footage from the debate, things do not look good in the facial region of Nixon. But when did it ever?
It never did.
Yeah, it never did.
Hey, DJ King, you want to have a dueling Nixon competition?
All right.
Richard Nixon. This is Nixon. The Watergate. Brr, brr. You're listening to the Classic Corner.
Well, that is Avery right here, and telling us on a little bit on the classic era. But what song was the teenagers listening to during 1960? And the top song hit of the time was Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely. And here it is on radio.dominican.edu. You were listening to the Classic Corner. Thank you so much, Avery, for that little history lesson.
Thank you. Looking forward to your next episodes.
All right, thank you. Only the Lonely, radio.dominican.edu.
Dum, 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 dum. Only the lonely. No, why?
only the lonely. Only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new
Only the Lonely, Roy Orbison, the hit from 1960. And now we like to go to the next segment, which is the Pink Floyd segment. Yesterday, Pink Floyd just re-released their entire catalog, 14 studio albums, all remastered, all came in. Each studio album has been remastered in these beautiful little gatefolds and never before seen pictures designed by Storm Thorgerson, the man who does most of the Pink Floyd album covers. Yeah, he did the Dark Side of the Moon Prism. On August 5th, 1967, Pink Floyd released their album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And since then, Pink Floyd has released one of the most interesting catalogs ever in the classic rock era. And I have here with me in the studio the remastered Dark Side of the Moon vinyl, which I'm going to open up for you right now. I just got this on Monday. I don't know what is inside, except right here it says original packaging, including stickers, posters, plus free MP3 download and exclusive new poster. Now I'm going to open it right here on the air. Okay, get all of this wrapping off. Really beautiful wrapping. So I had the wrapping off here, and there's this large sticker that comes with it. It's the Dark Side of the Moon Prism. And it looks really, really beautiful right here. I'm looking at it right now. If you don't know, the Dark Side of the Moon is 1973's Pink Floyd's considered to be the best album released by Pink Floyd, their peak, their Sgt. Pepper at the time. And it sparked many great singles and one of the most memorable songs ever. So I'm opening it up, and inside the gatefold, this is really, really, really nice looking. We have the titles of the songs, the lyrics right here. Really beautiful, completely redesigned, really, really beautiful, actually. And now I'm going into the first sleeve, and it looks like we have here a poster. And, oh, here we go. It comes here with a poster of the band playing live, and it says Pink Floyd. Really big, really huge. I'm going to definitely put that in my room later tonight. And here it is, The Dark Side of the Moon. Really beautiful album right here. Wow. It is encased in this nice little sleeve. We have here the vinyl, completely new, completely remastered. And let's see what other goodies come inside. All right, we're opening it up. Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't even see this. Damn, this is full of surprises. So we have here two other posters. Wow. Whoa. Okay. So we have here, I wish you could be here to see this. We have the Dark Side of the Moon logo, and it looks like it's been painted. It's really psychedelic, which definitely carries the theme of the album, the psychedelia. And we have here the second poster of a really, oh, look at this. These are pyramids. just plain pyramids. Pink Floyd liked to use pyramids and other things shaped like triangles to promote the album. Wow. Really beautiful, beautiful album. I definitely recommend you listen to it if you have not. And now I'd like to do the top five Pink Floyd songs of all time in honor of Pink Floyd's re-releasing of their music. Number five, greatest Pink Floyd album ever made.
Like the sun.
Interesting thing about this song. While the Pink Floyd was recording it inside the studio, their old band member, Syd Barrett, and Syd Barrett is from their first album and was basically like the co-founder of Pink Floyd. But anyway, he quit the band, got a little bit insane, and that's it. The Pink Floyd never saw him ever again. So while Pink Floyd was mixing Shine On You Crazy Diamond, a man walks in the studio. He is bald, fat. His eyebrows are totally shaved off, and he's bald. It took Pink Floyd 45 minutes to see and to figure out, who is this man? Why is he in the studio? Who let him in? It's Syd. This brought Roger to tears, and the thing Syd then said, "So, where do I put my guitar on? When do I start recording?" Pink Floyd looked at him with a surprise. Syd Barrett hasn't even recorded a single song with Pink Floyd in 6 years. And he's asking, where can he put his guitar? They asked Syd, you know, we already recorded the guitar piece. It was a really strange event that occurred back in 1975 when the album was being recorded. And the really eerie thing about it is that Shine On You Crazy Diamond is about Syd. So he must have received some sort of weird connection. Number four. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, from the album The Wall, from 1979. During the recording of the song, Roger said that he did not want two choruses. He did not want two verses. He said, no, no. The producer, though, for Alice Cooper's School's Out, suggested to add children in the second chorus. And so this man got this big choir of children. He got 24 takes of them singing, and when Roger heard these takes for the first time, he was absolutely speechless. You should have seen the look on his face, says the man who was the one in charge to get these children. Number three. Money from Dark Side of the Moon, that album that I was just talking about. Interesting thing about the song is that it was the first song on the Pink Floyd album to enter the top 20 in the Billboard Hot 100, and also Money is the only song right now to have a 7/4 time signature in the Billboard Hot 100. Number two. Wish You Were Here, 1975. The feeling Roger was feeling at the time was alienation, which would become a big theme in later albums like The Wall or The Final Cut. The song refers to the former member of Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett. Which is basically the whole entire theme of the album, actually, as a whole. Shine On, Wish You Were Here, both of those songs talk about their former member, Syd Barrett, and how they miss him so much. And now the number one song recorded by the Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
Once again, I can't explain. You will not understand.
Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd. Arguably the best Pink Floyd song ever recorded. Arguably one of the greatest solos ever made by David Gilmour. And this song is absolutely amazing. Pink Floyd remasters, get it in stores today. All 14 studio albums remastered. Get them in stores today. This is the Classic Corner with DJ King. You're on radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night. It is 9 o'clock, and thank you for listening.